The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 151. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Good food, good drink, and good company. Join Mark Gunn on an exciting invasion of Wales in 2014. You enjoy a small, friendly group, one-third the size of most tour groups. Relax and savor the land like a local. You will enjoy lots of great Celtic music from Mark Gunn and other Celtic musicians. Smile, laugh, and make lots of wonderful memories with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacations. Subscribe to The Invasion today at CelticInvasion.com. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the voice of indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn. I am the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host, and I am so happy to bring you today's brilliant collection of indie Celtic music. We started it off with the Willis Clan with Boys from Boston from Chapter 1 Roots. I want to start the show by thanking those who make this show happen. I'm talking about all my good friends and members of Songhenge. This is the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Through your kind and generous donations, I am able to bring you some of the best indie Celtic music online. And when you join, not only do you get access to our secret club with monthly Celtic music downloads, but from now until St. Patrick's Day 2014, you can get a limited edition Irish green t-shirt to celebrate the podcast and our t-shirt partner, Celtophilia Tea Company at Celtophilia.com. You will not only support the show, but you'll also get something to show for your effort. So please join today because we are changing your world with Celtic music. Next up, we have Brian Hebert and friends with Collier's Reel and Sporting Paddy from their new album, Crossing the Bar.
Mother Mary. But would you change me back to a witch and let me live in the arms of a Surrey all down? Give the gypsy moths a realm of their own. For a postman's fee would I work for thee, and from the tree would I swoop down and leave a billion blue eggs of eternity, and in no time you'd have your own sea. Don't just stare, I mean it really. Hear my prayer, I give it freely. Are you there, Flordelee? I adore thee, Mother Mary. Would you change me back to a witch and let me live in the arms of a willow and fly around not wearing a stitch? For so long has this room been so hollow. We wait at the gate for an echo in the flesh of your newly cleaned frescoes, where Jesus holds John to his breast, wrapped around and rocking slowly. No one bound to be so holy in your gown of Mother Mary. Would you change me back to a witch? As a witch would I love you more than any man. So give a wink, give a nod, give a damn. Be a sport, Mary, and don't tell Dad. He may never know how he's been had. And never you mind about those seven seals, 'cause Daddy was a one-shot deal. But one, two, three, it could be that easy. There we'd be, I with my baby, on a sea of fleur-de-lis. But do-re-mi, it could be that easy. There we'd be, I with my baby, on a sea of fleur-de-lis.
Raven's Hollow left. As soldiers they were sent to battle, to fight for a king 'twas said.
After Brian Hebert was Burning Bridget Cleary with On a Sea of Fleur-de-Lis, and that was from their album Pressed for Time. Then came Chris Digby with Bobo and Glennies from Bohemian Dream, followed by track number 5 was Lachlan with The Maiden of Raven's Hollow from a new single. I think they're hoping to put out an album this year. So I don't know if you noticed, but I updated the website, and each track is now numbered. So that was track number 5, Chris Digby number 4, Burning Bridget Cleary number 3, Brian Hebert number 2, and of course the Willis Clan number 1. So I'm hoping that having those numbers might make things a little bit easier for you to find out who's who and what's what in the show. The poll is still open for the best Irish and Celtic music of 2013. Visit the website to vote for your favorite song in each show of last year. Once I close up the poll in a couple weeks, I'm going to put together one incredible podcast of the best music of last year, but I need your vote. So if you're driving or working out or cleaning, stop a moment, take a breath, make a quick note to yourself and then go later and vote on the website. You can do so at CelticMusicPodcast.com/vote, and your vote will be heard. So please cast your vote. I want the show to be awesome. Once again, it is time to pay the piper and the other Celtic musicians who, you know, are on this podcast. I started the show to help out the little guys, all those incredible indie Celtic musicians who don't have big budgets to promote this music. You see, I'm a full-time musician too, so I understand it is really important to have you out there listening to my music and sharing it with your friends. That's why I offer a free CD of music that you can download on my website. But while I love giving away music, I and the rest of the artists on this podcast cannot survive on free alone. We make our music available with the hope that you might want to financially support us by buying a CD or a t-shirt, downloads. That's how we make our living, through your generosity. So today, I want to ask you to visit just one of the artists you found on this podcast. More is better, but one artist, and buy a CD or a digital album or a t-shirt or some piece of swag from one of these groups. And you can give the album as a gift, or you can keep it for your own enjoyment. Just support one of these artists, because then you are not only supporting indie Celtic music, but you're also supporting this show and the artists. It's like a win-win all around. So now, if you can't do it right now, I understand, but find a moment in the future when you can, make a donation or something. I and all the artists on this podcast, thank you for allowing us to bring greater joy into your life. Let's get back to the music. Next up, number 6 is Pipe Dance with the Humours of Ballylochlan. This is from their album, The Pleasures of Hope. Thank you.
Wiggly-on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in row on row, off for Marty's wedding. Step, wiggly-on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in row on row, off for Marty's wedding. Green and black and brown, past the shilling through the town, off for sake of Mari. Step we gaily on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row on row, off for Mari's wedding. Well, red her cheeks as rowans are, brighter eyes as any star, fairest of them all by far is our darling Marty. Step we gaily on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in row on row, on for Marty's wedding. Now plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill her creel, plenty bonny bells as well, that's a toast for Marty. Step we gaily on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in row on row, off for Marty's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, hill for hill and toe for toe. Arm in row on row, off for Marty's wedding.
Track number 7 was Sybil and Sorley with Mari's Wedding from Streetside Songs. Then came Dolan with Carrie and Ryan from their same titled album. They're out of Italy too. Cool. And then we had Serafina, with Tis Believe That This Harp from their album Road to the Islands. Do you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast? I would love to hear about it. Why do you listen to the show? What new music have you found? Where have you heard the show? Where were you listening to the show? How has the show affected your life? You can post a comment on our Facebook fan page, or even better, call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Today's voicemail is from Stephen.
Hey, Mark. This is Stephen up in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just wanted to say that I love the podcast. I've been listening for about two and a half, 3 years maybe, give or take. I'm a total Celtic junkie. I love the food, the music, the culture, the people. And it's inspired me to take a trip to Ireland for my 30th birthday and all that you do. Good luck with your career. Sláinte.
Thanks so much, Stephen, and congrats on your trip to Ireland. I absolutely love the country, so much so that I just booked my airplane ticket for my Celtic invasion of Wales. And I decided to insert one day in Dublin before hopping over to Manchester for the invasion. I think I'm not sure if it's going to be before or after that I'll be in Dublin, but I think I will have one full night before I head back home. So I hope your trip is as much fun.
Mark, Michael Liebman, Southern Fried Celtic, Atlanta, Georgia. I thought you might like to know that numbers 147 and 148 made it over to Northern Ireland, where I listened to both of them whilst traveling from Belfast to Coleraine to the Giant's Causeway and back. Very interesting. And then, what's this I hear? You're trying to slip a little filk into the Celtic podcast? The Chemist Drinking Song and Arise My Love, which was on your mega download? Shame on you. You realize, of course, that you're trying to infiltrate the Celts, aren't you? Ciao.
Thanks, Michael. First off, it's awesome to hear that you were able to bring the show over to Ireland. I love hearing where my listeners are actually listening to the show. I've had some fantastic stories about it, too. It's just really cool. I mean, what was it, the South Pole? Get all over Europe. It's just incredible. In Japan, you know, I mean, just the where people are hearing the music is just incredible. It's all over the globe, and it's mind blowing. But yeah, Belfast, Giant's Causeway. I guess I can check those off the list of specific places. So, I guess I should also explain for those who don't know what filk is. I like to quickly define filk as sci-fi folk music. The name evolved from a misspelling at a folk circle at a science fiction conventions in the 1950s, but that's not an entirely accurate description. It really also encompasses parodies and songs written for and about people in a specific area, some science songs. There's actually a lot of songs in the Celtic genre that could be defined as filk. I started off playing what I thought was just basically Celtic music. It turned out a lot of the songs when I started playing them, they were actually folk songs. And just like the songs that Michael mentioned. And of course, if you've heard my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers album series, or Firefly Drinking Songs, or Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, then you know quite well that I play my fair share of filk as well. If you'd like to find out more about filk, I will link to the Southern Fried Filk homepage, where you can talk to Michael and maybe find some awesome indie Celtic bands from his store, some of which play filk. Not all, though. I'll give you the link in the show notes. I have to look that up. Let's get back to some more music. Next up is Black Eyed Dempsey's with Free Dairy from their self-titled album.
Free from that day. The bigger the lie, the bigger the pill. Listen to the signs you will see. The last while the shovel for cover the graves. The round top houses were free. Down for the courage he owned. The sniper's lives were taken intact. John's short life shot cracked. Shot in the back, attempting to flee. Shot in the back for liberty. Shot in the back, are you sick of the shit? His mother's lost eyes, they never forget. So what free dare you have to say? What free dare you say? Wherever men die for liberty, the box had us with them that day. The bigger the lie, the bigger the kill. Listen to the sights you will see. That's where the shovel will cover the graves. The round top houses were free.
Hills and dales of Caledonia. the ones I can hear. Musicians, fellas, I'm talking to you. If you will play and she comes by, there's just one thing I want you to do. I give her a kiss and say hi. Hey, fiddle bay, violin woman, well, under your bone, music never dies. Hey, fiddle bay, violin woman, I play on the soul, sun to sunrise. Hey, fiddle bay, violin woman, well, under your bone, music never dies. Hey, fiddle bay, violin woman, I play on the soul, sun to sunrise. Hey, fiddle bay,
track number 11 after the Black Eyed Dempseys was Jasper Cole with Jamie Rayburn. Then came Sisters of Murphy with Dublinville. That's from their album On the Wrong Side of the Road. And then track number 13, we finished it up with Vintage Wine with Fiddle Fay. It's from their album Selection of Grapes. And they're a band, another band out of the Czech Republic. Getting quite a few of those out there. I'm guessing Pochin is out there saying, hey, you need to submit to the podcast. And I appreciate it. Thank you. In fact, if you'd like to get on the show, I would love to have your band, if you are in one, to submit. The instructions are all about it on the website. And of course, if you enjoy this show, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, if you want to also support us while you're doing it, you can not only join Songhenge, but you can also buy through our affiliates. There are some links on the website which you can just click through and then, buy from your favorite band. And then you support the artists and the podcast. Pretty cool, huh? We're going to finish up the show with the Sassenach Lasses with Whistle O'er the Lava from their album Fast and Dirty. I want to remind you once again to vote for the best Celtic music of 2013 on the website. And I will talk to you very soon. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. If you enjoyed the music you heard, support the artists in this show, buy their music, then tell your friends to visit CelticMusicPodcast.com.